Let's talk about TikTok now and a new law in Montana that bans state residents from downloading or using the app. Why? To protect Montana's private data from the Chinese Communist Party. That's according to the governor. TikTok's parent company is the Chinese firm ByteDance. But already the law is being challenged on grounds that it violates the First Amendment. Carl Tobias joins us to talk about this. He's a law professor at the University of Richmond. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
Is a TikTok video a form of speech under the Constitution? Is it similar to someone standing on a soapbox in public talking out loud?
That's what the complaint alleges that TikTok filed yesterday in the federal court in Montana, saying its First Amendment rights and users' rights are violated. And the standard that is used is called strict scrutiny by the federal courts, including the Supreme Court. It has to meet this very onerous standard, essentially being very narrowly tailored. And this is a quite broad statute, sweeping in its scope.
Is the idea here that if there is going to be any restriction on people expressing themselves under the First Amendment, it has to be narrowly tailored to pass constitutional muster?
Yes, it must be as narrow as possible. And that is not the case here. The ban is almost total in terms of its sweep.
And what about the national security concerns that has come up in the course of this state bill becoming law, the allegations that the Chinese Communist Party uses or can use TikTok to spy on Americans, access the data of persons the party may want to follow in this country? Would those concerns allow for this ban under the Constitution, national security concerns?
Well, that's the second argument in the complaint filed by TikTok, basically arguing federal preemption, that national security has been entrusted to the Congress and to the president rather than the 50 states of the union. And you can imagine what would happen if all 50 states had different regimes. It would be extremely chaotic. And so the notion is that the federal government is the one that protects national security in this context.
What do you think the strongest defense the state of Montana has here?
Well, they could talk about privacy. There's a very strong provision in the Constitution, Montana revised in 1970, about protecting the privacy of individuals who live in Montana. And many other states have similar provisions. But I don't believe that's strong enough to overcome the critical interest in national security that, again, is assigned by the Constitution to President and Congress.
If this legal challenge succeeds, what are the implications? Are there implications beyond this Montana challenge?
Well, there certainly could be. But I suppose also it may be that the federal government, even though it may not be moving as quickly as some people would like, Congress and the president are seriously considering these matters. And I think there are now negotiations going on with ByteDance, which may come to fruition, that may satisfy some of these national security concerns.
If you're a lawmaker in Washington and want to pursue a foreign app that is known or accused of doing surveillance on Americans, is there a way you could write the bill in a certain way that does not run afoul of the First Amendment?
Well, that's a problem. It comes back to that first argument in the complaint. They still will have to be very careful. It'll have to be narrowly tailored. And so we'll see whether that's possible to do. I think that probably has been an important factor in the care and caution being exercised by both branches, even as they're aware of possible national security threats in social media contexts.
So it sounds like you would not be surprised if this challenge to Montana's law succeeds. I mean, do you think most constitutional law scholars also see it that way?
Well, I think that's what they have been saying. Whoever loses, I assume, in the district court in Montana then will go on to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. and be heard there and may well go to the Supreme Court, depending on the outcome.
Carl Tobias is law professor at the University of Richmond. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.